Hey everybody, Jeff here. This week, Juliana is off running the Chicago Marathon, and I am off to Denver LeakyCon, so we were not able to record our usual format for you this time around. Instead, we have something special that we would like to share. If you've been with the show for a while, you might remember that last year, Juliana and I got to be on a podcast called What's That Podcast, hosted by our friend Juliana Pedri, where we got to talk about how the show came together and how we became friends. Juliana Pedri has a new podcast out called 30, Flirty, and Nerdy, where she talks to all different kinds of people about the positive side of thriving as they get into their 30s. I had the opportunity to be a guest on that show over the past week, so we would like to share that episode with you now. And if you stay tuned and subscribe to that podcast, as you should because it is excellent, you might just hear an episode coming up soon featuring our own Juliana. So thank you for your patience. On our next episode, we will be back with our discussion of Ruin and Rising. And in the meantime, enjoy.
Flirty and Nerdy. I'm Juliana and I'm here today with Jeff, and I'm so excited because Jeff and I have been podcasting friends for what, about a year now?
About a year, yeah. Me and my dear friend Juliana, we were on your other show, What's That Podcast, to talk about the show that we had just started at that point. And now we've been going strong for over a year. We've gotten through almost three books now.
That's so amazing. Yeah. So like you were saying, you were on my podcast and I think I met Juliana through Facebook group or something. And she was also another guest too. She's going to be guest on this one. And yeah, that podcast was great and all, but like, I'm happy it led me to you guys because you guys are amazing and awesome and so fun. And with this podcast, I'm so excited to get to know you more and get to hang out with you more. So yeah, I'm excited, and I really appreciate you being on today's episode with me.
I appreciate you having me. I've been looking forward to this.
Yes, and it's just really fun because I was mentioning before, too, like, you messaged me on Facebook, and we're all, how did I not know that you had this podcast? This is amazing. I love the concept. Does Juliana know about this? I gotta tell her. She's like, I've been listening the whole time. Like, it's just, it made my whole day. You guys are just amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And so I'm going to read off your bio because I think it is amazing. And I have read off bios, but this is just how amazing you are. All right. So I have this little, with people that don't know, if you sign up to be a guest on my podcast, I have a little, tell me about yourself, what's your bio, etc. So this is Jeff's bio. I'm a 33-year-old non-binary pansexual vegetarian warehouse worker from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a podcaster. I'm a runner. I'm a wizard rock star, which is so cool. And I'm an anime convention staff member, which is also super cool. I have a wife and four cats, and we're a happy family with a smiley face. And it just made me so, like, you could tell I'm, like, so happy about, like, just reading it. And yeah, like, your bio is amazing. So I just had to share that with everyone.
Thank you. I tried to make that like the most, I don't know if I'm millennial or Gen X. I can't keep track of those things these days. And I feel like that's just part of getting into your 30s, is you realize how many labels people have for different groups these days. And you don't always know which ones apply to you. But those things in my bio, I am absolutely sure that all those things apply to me. And yes. I somehow felt like it was the most millennial thing I could do. Like, I introduce myself to people this way, and I know exactly the spirit that I am trying to capture with that particular bio. Is on RuPaul's Drag Race, there is a queen that I have become a huge fan of named Ginger Minge, and that's how she introduced herself in her original season. She said that she is an asthmatic chain-smoking cross-dresser from Orlando, Florida. Obviously, I can't say that because none of those things apply to me.
Yeah.
So I just have to make it about me, but with the same spirit as an asthmatic chain-smoking cross-dresser from Orlando, Florida. That is how I live my life.
And I love that. That's what I love about you is how authentic you are to yourself. And just like everything about you is so fun. And that bio, like you said, made it so you. It's just, it made me smile. I'm like, I have to read this bio because it's Jeff. It's you. It's perfect.
It's very, very Jeff. And what you just said about how honest and real I am, that's one of the most important things I've learned getting into my 30s, is that I might as well embrace the things about myself that I know to be true. I might as well be proud of them because they're not hurting anyone and not everybody's going to like them, but who cares? Oscar
Yeah.
Wilde said to be yourself because everyone else is already taken, and he's right. So I
He
don't
is.
do or say any of those things because of how other people will or won't react to it. I do them because they're me, and that's who I am, and I like all of those things.
And that is amazing and just incredible that you live by that. And I want to get more into that too, but I just have to do a really quick shout out because 30 Flirty Nerdy had a couple of really nice reviews, and one of the reviews that we have is from our good friend Juliana and my name twin, and who is also going to be another guest. She says, "Juliana is just joyful. 5 stars. Thank you so much." That's not all she said though. She
I
says,
can't believe she was that brief.
"No,
Or does
there's a
it go on?
paragraph. It goes
Of
on."
course there's a paragraph. Of course.
So Juliana says, "If you're looking for a podcast with enthusiasm and a passion for life, is the podcast for you. Juliana is a very good at bringing the best side of her guests and has a knack for finding the best guests that are super interesting to hear from as well. You can't go wrong with this podcast. Thank you so much." That was amazing. And I had to read Juliana's review on this episode because, again, Juliana and Jeff are awesome friends. So, yeah, thank you so much for the 5 stars and the review. It makes my little podcasting heart happy.
I know that
So,
feeling. We love getting the reviews on our show too.
yes, and I love how you guys read the reviews on your show because it definitely brings the audience kind of like closer to the host. And I'm like, I need to do that for mine. So why not start now? So thank you for the idea.
We've come to think of our listeners as part of a community, which is one of the things I've come to love about all the podcasting that I'm doing now, is that it's one of the things that connects us to other people. So when we read the reviews that they took the time to actually share with us, it lets people know, hey, we see you and we appreciate you. And you've brought joy to
Exactly.
us, just like we have been able to do for you. It's a beautiful thing.
Exactly. It is. And now, going more into a beautiful thing, is I want to talk about your life and who you are. And we mentioned a little bit about who you are before, but I kind of want to get more into the nitty-gritty aspects of things because you say that with the Oscar Wilde quote, you started to become more of who you are in your 30s. You said that in your submission into my guest list, you were mentioning how you started saying yes to things. What got you to that point, and what made you be like, I just need to say yes? Because for those that don't know, you are a Wizard rock band person. Like, that is just what? That is
That is
incredible.
absolutely true.
And what got you into doing that? What was that part of you saying yes to things? Like, how did you get involved in so many? I'm asking so many questions at once, but
It's
like,
okay.
how did you get involved with so many of these amazing, cool things that you're doing? And did you find that it brought you more to who you are in yourself?
It did. Let me take you back a couple of years. So it's 2020. The pandemic has not started yet, but it was sort of around that same general time. Of all the things to motivate me to try to change my diet, I have a friend. His name is Callan B. He is an extremely talented rapper. He's doing a lot of really amazing things. And he does a rap song about himself and some of the things that he's been through in his life up to that point. And he mentions in his lyrics specifically a plant-based diet. I had never heard that expression until then. And I thought, maybe that's something that I could try. And I tried a couple of the plant-based substitutes that were out there for some of the foods I've been eating and thought, hey, these are great. Maybe I could slowly start to build some of these in. And that built up from there. I started not only changing some of the things I was eating, but changing the portions that I was eating. I was watching very, very carefully. I was reading the nutrition labels on things. I was cutting certain things out. I was cutting out how much dairy I had, how much sugar I had. I was experimenting with some of the gluten-free options that are out there. I wasn't even thinking I need to go on a diet because I need to lose weight because I don't like how I look or people won't be attracted to me, because those were the wrong reasons entirely to do all of that. It has to be something that's more for myself, because if it's I don't like how I look, then that is kind of indirectly connected to I don't like how I look in the eyes of other people. Because if I'm okay with how I look, it shouldn't be about size, about proportions, about a number on my pant size or my jacket size. Those things shouldn't matter if you feel okay and you are at peace with who you are as a person. But I started to build those things into my diet. And then I thought, if I can do this, maybe I can start exercising like I always wanted to. So I join a gym. I start doing the responsible thing. And of course, that's when the pandemic hits. Gyms are closed. And I'm thinking, well, I have to do something. I started to run. And as luck would have it, I know not everybody's fortunate in this way, but my co-host and best friend is not only a runner, but she runs marathons. So she's able to give me help and advice on what do I need, how do I work up to this. And so I start with a plant-based diet. Now I'm a full-on vegetarian. I start with running because it's the pandemic and the gyms are closed. And now I'm in training for the Louisville Marathon. And so these things start to slowly change. I can't pursue any of the usual things that I do during the pandemic. And I'm thinking, what else have I always wanted to try, but I never did? I start listening to podcasts a lot more because they allowed us to start having headphones in the building at work. And I'm catching up on all these podcasts that I'd never heard of before or that I'd never listened to and thinking, I've always wanted to be involved in one of these. Why haven't I done it? Because I haven't tried. And so many of the things that I'm doing now, the only answer I could come up with for why haven't I done this is I just haven't done it yet. So I get in touch with a podcast and I say, hey, I heard you were looking for social media folks. So they hire me to be one of their Twitter people. That gave me an opportunity to guest host, which led to other opportunities, which is how I met Juliana. And now she and I have our own show. And that being on Speak Beastie, the first podcast that I started with, gave me an opportunity to interview my good friend Bess, who is the host witch for WZRD Radio Podcast, where they play and talk about Wizard Rock. And I'm on that show, and I literally said on the show, it was a part of the Harry Potter fandom that had always existed, and I knew about it, but I never tried it. And why? Because I just hadn't yet. I didn't feel motivated to write any songs, but I knew that I was a musician, so why couldn't I just give it a try? Maybe I have more ideas than I think I do. And before I know it, I had an EP out later that year. I was getting contacted to contribute songs to compilation albums. It had five songs on it, but it was this tangible thing of songs I had written in Wizard Rock that I could look at and say, look what I did. Nobody else wrote these but me. And they might not get played that much, but I said I was going to do it, and I did. And now I've got songs on other compilation albums. I've been contacted by people who have asked me to actually write things and have been willing to pay me. And then I get the email that says, hey, I'm booking talent for Denver LeakyCon, and I was wondering if you would be willing to come and play in the Wizard Rock show. And I thought at first that it might be a prank because I've never played a live Wizard Rock event, period. I haven't been doing it for as long as some people. And of all the places for me to get asked to play, I get invited to LeakyCon, That's like putting out your first demo and then suddenly they ask you to come play at Lollapalooza.
And that is so incredible. For those people that do not know, LeakyCon is like the Harry Potter event of the year. It's like Comic-Con, but for Harry Potter.
Yeah. And it's something I've... Now, that is a little bit different because I have... LeakyCon is something else I've always wanted to do. But in that case, it wasn't so much because I just hadn't done it yet, like other things. It was just I didn't have money to do it because they never had LeakyCon anywhere near me. So I would have had to fly. I would have had to get hotel. Just it would have added up so much. I could never afford to go as an attendee. But now... The first time I'm getting to go, I'm getting booked as a guest. I've been preparing for this thing for such a long time now. I've been preparing for months, and I still occasionally stop and ask myself, is this really happening?
And it is. Oh my God.
It is.
I wish I could go so I could see you and meet you in person and just see the beautifulness of Wizard Rock.
That
and
would
just
be,
kind of like,
that would be so great.
I wish.
I would love that. But you know what? I would not have been able to go and do it. They never would have heard of me if I hadn't put out any Wizard Rock, which I never would have done if I hadn't met Bess, which I wouldn't have done if I hadn't podcasted, which I never would have done if I hadn't stopped accepting because I haven't done it yet as a reason to not do things.
Boom.
Which is a big part of why my 30s have actually been one of my most successful and productive decades of my entire life.
And that is one of the best things to hear because people are so nervous about being 30. I know I was. I'm like, I'm turning 30 and I feel like I haven't been successful. And I know it's that saying where it's like, oh, you know, Oprah didn't have her show until she was 50, or like different things like that happens where you hear stories and it's like people don't find success until later in life. And when you're 30, it's like you're just beginning life and you are finding that success now, and you're finding that you've been having the best time of your life now. And you think, and what do you say? It's because you've been saying yes to all these things and you've been having an open mind to everything and you're just doing things that you want to do instead of things that you like have to do or things that you think is expected of society.
That last one really hits it on the head, I think, because it's not about being successful. It's about what even is success. I mean, do I have a six-figure salary? No. Do I have four bedrooms in my house? No. Do I have a solid retirement plan and absolutely zero debt? No, I don't have those things. But nowadays, things like that are becoming less and less of a reality, which I think is good in a way because it's forced people to rethink, well, what exactly does it mean to have it all? And so I've stopped looking at it as I have to meet other people's idea of what a 30-something is supposed to have. I didn't get married because I was supposed to. I did it because it's what we wanted. I didn't move into this house because other people say, well, you can't rent an apartment forever. You got to buy a house. We wanted to live here, and now we do. And all of these creative things that I'm doing, I have no idea if other people are going to get into them or not when I put them out. Maybe they'll listen to them. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll play my podcast. Maybe they don't. Maybe they won't like it. I don't know. But I can't make all these important decisions about what I'm doing and who I am as a person based on other people liking it or not. I have to like it. Otherwise, there's no point in any of it.
And that is the most important thing because you need to like what you're doing. And that's what I'm learning too. Like, it's kind of funny. Like, I like a different sense of fashion and I like to kind of express myself in different ways. And sometimes I would wear glitter like on my cheeks or like on my collarbones or something. And it's totally different, totally out there. And people will be like, why are you wearing glitter? And it's like, well, I like glitter. It makes me happy. It's fun. Like, it's different. It's like a different look. Right.
Yeah.
And usually like I would be nervous to do something that's a little bit different and out of my comfort zone. But because now I'm like saying kind of fuck it, like I just want to do it because I like it. says so much more than, oh, I'm not gonna wear it anymore because I don't like it. Like when you're saying you do what you do because you like it. And that is such a big, I think, key in life that people are missing. And the fact that they're just kind of not doing things because it's a little too weird or outdated or people won't understand or get. They're missing the whole point because it's not about other people, it's about themselves and what makes them happy.
Yeah, who cares if other people get it? Maybe they'll get it, maybe they won't, but would you rather just do what other people want you to do because you need their approval? Because like when people post things, I see these things come up. It comes up all the time on TikTok because my wife is a big, she likes every time she pulls like her phone out, she loves to watch the TikToks. And it's fine. That's a thing that makes her happy, and I'm glad that she does that because she'll send me really, really fun ones every now and then and I'll watch them. But I don't get much into TikTok myself because one of the things about it that drives me crazy is when I see these posts that people have of, I can't get, it's not even them talking. It's like the automated narration voice that says, I can't get my subscribers to go up. Please like and comment on this video and share it. And I'm thinking, is this really where your values are? Do you really put so much stock in the number of likes and comments and subscribers that you get? That's why I never care for it either. I get that people have to advertise and people have to hustle if this is how they want to do things, and that's fine. But I kind of roll my eyes every time I hear, be sure to like and subscribe, especially if people say it multiple times when they're posting a video. I mean, I know I'm a podcaster. I get liking and subscribing and commenting. I get all of those things. It just, people put far more value on other people's validation of what they're doing and not nearly enough on their own validation of what they're doing. If it
Right.
brings you joy, you've done your job.
I love that. If it brings you joy, you've done your job. And it
Exactly.
shouldn't. And you're right. It's so like hard because a lot of it now is likes and comments and subscribers and just trying to like get up there in like the social media world, becoming like influencers and everything, because everyone wants to be an influencer. Everyone wants to be paid for posting online. But it's like, I've been seeing a lot that when that's all they focus on, their happiness goes down. And in like a year, you see them stepping away from the internet and things like that because of their mental health and wanting to like be happy again. And it makes me so sad because it's like, you used to do this for fun. But then
Yeah.
it turned into work, and now you need a break because it's too much for you. It's like all the vanity aspects of that stuff shouldn't be your main focus. It should be like we were talking about that you like the thing that you're doing, and
Yeah.
it brings more opportunity, it brings more excitement, and it just you could tell when it's really genuine and when people are having fun with it, you know?
Yeah, and even if you put something out there and people don't acknowledge it as much as you want them to, just take pride in knowing that you didn't have to do this thing. You could have let it go. You could have just forgotten about it and moved on, but you didn't. You put your time and your effort into something, and now you have proof of it. And that's when I look back on all the things that I've been able to do since turning 30, what I see is I said I was going to do it, and I did. I said I was going to try a plant-based diet, and I did. The fact that I lost 100 pounds is wonderful, but it's not because I had less value as a person when I was 100 pounds heavier than I am now. It's because I proved that I have the discipline to stick to something that I said I was going to try, and I tried it. It could have not worked out. I could have lost a little less weight. I could have lost hardly any at all. I could have looked more or less exactly the same. But the point is, even if I had gone back to the way things were before, I said I was going to try it and I did. And that goes for all of these other things that we've been talking about. I said I wanted to do them. I allowed myself to accept that it might not work out, but at least I could say that I did it. It's kind of a funny thing to bring up, but then again, maybe not. They made a sequel to the DreamWorks movie Sing, and I'm not much of a Halsey fan, but she is a character in that movie, and she has this song that I really, really like, where the lyrics talk about how they want to feel pride and shame, and they don't want to waste their time. And the hook for the song, like the title of the song, is It Could Have Been Me.
I
Because
love
that's
that
what they
song.
say. They say, don't want to look back and say, it could have been me. Because a few years ago, if they had asked me to perform at LeakyCon, even if I'd been doing Wizard Rock back then, I probably would have been really, really nervous and wanted to say yes, but I wouldn't have. But now I might go out there and I might drop my pick on stage while I'm playing, or I might mix up lyrics to one of my own songs. But so what? Who cares if I do those things? It isn't about being perfect, which, by the way, is one of the reasons I love Wizard Rock. It isn't about perfection. You don't have to aspire to that. It's whatever that means to you. But if I go out there and not everything goes according to plan, who cares? I said I wanted to go out there and play because they were kind enough to invite me, and I will have done that. I'll have that experience that will never be copied again, and nobody will ever be able to take that away from me.
And that is such an amazing proof of you love something, you keep doing it, you have this amazing opportunity that you're like, yes, I've worked hard for this. It's something that's gonna be a great memory for me and something I'm gonna love every single day of my life since then. Like, it shows that if you have consistency and doing what you love, amazing things will come from it. And you are proof of that. And I'm just so proud of you and so excited for you for this opportunity. Like, I'm like, after this, I'm like, I need to look up to see if I could afford to go because I would just love to see you perform live. Like,
Oh my gosh. If you go, please, please text me when you arrive.
yeah, I have to figure it out because I was in Denver for a Comic-Con with my friend recently, so I'm like, I wonder if I could swing it for like a day or two to
Okay.
go.
Just
So I'm gonna try.
FYI, the show is on Friday, October 14th, because Denver LeakyCon is October 14th through the 16th. The Wizard Rock
Shoot.
show is on Friday.
I won't be able to go.
Oh,
I
boo.
know. I'm sorry, it's my best friend's bridal shower the next day. So
Oh no, don't skip that. Go to the bridal shower.
yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
bridal
If it
showers are
was
great.
later, if it was later in the year I or month, I totally would. But yeah.
No, it's totally
Ugh.
fine. Go to the shower.
Take videos
I've
and
had to make a lot of promises to a lot of people that I will record myself doing the thing. I just got to check with LeakyCon to see what the rules are on that.
yay. Okay, cool. But yeah, I'm so excited for you and what the future has and just everything. And I just want to ask you too. I think because like we talked so much about everything and I think it's perfect. And I just want to know, like, what advice would you have for yourself before turning 30? Because you were in a completely different headspace. It just wasn't you are not as successful as you are now. And what would you tell yourself now that you know what 30 is like?
Well, if I was talking to myself in my teens, what I would really say is stop tricking yourself into thinking you don't need to sleep because you do, and a lot of your problems are probably going to be solved that way. Stop undervaluing rest. You don't have to constantly be doing something. And also, stop dating. You're not being good to the people you're dating because you don't respect yourself. You have based your whole identity and your whole self-esteem around other people approving of you, and that has turned into you trying to pretend you're things that you're not. Like trying to pretend that you're into things that you're not, even the way that you dress sometimes. It's not because you like it, it's because you think other people will like it, and those are not good enough reasons to try to create an identity because it's fake. And by the way, they can see that. You won't figure it out for a few more years, but they can see it, and it's part of why they only kind of seem to like you. So stop trying to get other people to like you by being what you think they want, and just get to know yourself and stick to that. Maybe the people you want to like you won't, but so what? You're only going to know each other for a few more years anyway, and then their opinions about you won't matter at all, because you never know how long somebody is going to be in your life. They might be somebody that you know for years, especially now that we have social media. Or they might be people that are here today, gone tomorrow, because it can literally happen that fast. But at the same time, be respectful of other people. You can't control if they respect you or not, but just be nice to them because it doesn't cost you anything. Now, in my 20s, it would be a slightly different conversation, because in my 20s, most of my anxiety was wrapped up in me being at school and what was going to happen to me. I'm in my 30s and I don't have nearly as much anxiety about being in my 30s as I had about my 30s when I was 20. When I was in my 20s, I was constantly worried about what's going to happen to me. Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to be able to settle my debts? Am I going to be able to find a job doing what I want to do? So if I was giving advice to my 20-year-old self, I would sit myself down and say, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you going to school to study music? Is it because you think you're going to find a job doing it? Because I've got news for you. In a few years, you're going to end up taking a job in a call center because it's all that's out there. And you're going to be talking to delinquent student loan borrowers every day who are going to tell you the same thing. They borrowed money to go to college because they wanted to get a job, but getting a job was hard. So they are kind of struggling with their debt right now. It might seem scary, and honestly, that's a valid reaction to what's going on right now. But it doesn't mean you can't figure it out. Other people figure it out all the time. But as far as why you're here, take in the experiences that you're having, because they're never going to happen to you again. They're not going to be repeated. And right now, you're here. This is your chance to not so much leave your mark, but to take in something that you can carry with you for as long as you live. And when I got into grad school, that became even more important. I got to perform Eric Whitaker for Eric Whitaker, and then I got to have dinner with him, and then I snuck backstage afterwards to get his autograph because I shot my shot. But I digress. Point is, in my 20s, I had to figure out why I was doing the things that I was doing, and a lot of it came back to because I thought this is how you build a life. This is how you take care of yourself so that you don't have to suffer later. But you know what? You can't get around that. Nobody does. Everybody, in their own way, will struggle with things. So it's not about figuring out ways to avoid that. It's about figuring out ways to make yourself into a strong and confident enough person that you know that no matter what happens to you, it's not going to be the end. And so far, nothing that I have faced in my entire life has been, because I'm still here. I'm still doing all this. But I wish I had been able to realize that a little bit earlier, because it would have given me a lot less anxiety and a lot more sleep.
That was a wonderful answer. And I appreciate that you went from 19 to 20, because so many things have changed in those years. Like, those years are the years that you learn who you are and who you and what you learn about yourself and what you like and don't like and all the things like that. And the fact that you were talking about how you were kind of like people pleasing and being who you thought other people wanted you to be, I kind of felt that in my soul a little bit, because I felt like that's kind of like how I was like when I was dating in the past. Because I'll go like different people, and not really like, and I change a little bit here and there, but now it's like I'm more true to myself, and it's like, no, like I want to be with someone who appreciates me for me and what I like and what I do and things like that. So yeah, what you said really hits home, and I'm sure it will hit home for a lot of other people. So thank you so much for that. I really truly appreciate your advice and your wisdom and your story about you and who you are and your life. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad I had a chance to share it. And as for that, to kind of bring it back around full circle for just a minute, if I could just say one more thing about the bio that we talked about earlier, all the things about myself, like being a non-binary person, being a pansexual person, all of these other things. What I would hope to tell people is don't ever try to change or hide something about yourself to get people to stay. And I don't care if it's a romantic partner, a family member, or a friend who's just really important to you, because if you're trying to get people to stay and you're willing to change things about yourself that are true to who you are just to get them to stick around, then you're giving them control over your life, and not a single person you will ever meet, no matter who it is, should have that except for you. So you might as well give them the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you, yes, God, from the beginning, and never stop. Because if they're going to stick around and they can handle 100% you, then they're meant to be in your life. But if they can't, let them go. Just let them go. Because
amazing.
No life that is in other people's hands is worth living for you.
I love that, and I feel that 100%, because it goes to show you who is in your corner and who's not in your corner. And I look at relationships where I had friends and have friends for like 10 to 15 years, and they've seen me through my high school self, my college self, and now, and been with me through my darkest days, my worst days, my changes, everything like that. And it shows so much who is there for you and who cares about you, mm-hmm. instead of what you could give them. And what you're saying is like, being true to yourself will weed out the people that don't really care for you. No
it
matter
will.
How long you've been friends. And if you're like, this is who I am, and if you don't like it, then I'm sorry, but this is me. I'm not changing for anyone anymore. And they can't handle that, then they weren't meant to be your friend or
right.
in your life.
And cutting out people in your life who may be toxic to you, even if they're people that you've known your whole life, it will probably hurt. It will probably hurt a lot. But you know what else is going to hurt a lot? If you make it all the way into your twilight years and you look back on all the times you could have been happy and at peace with yourself, but you decided to let other people decide whether or not that was okay for you, and wishing you could have that back because you can't.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it is never too late to start. If there is somebody in your life who does not appreciate you for who you are as a person, then no matter how long you've had them, start letting them go. It might take a while, and it might hurt, but you know what? It's going to be worth it, because you won't have to hide, you won't have to lie, and you won't have to change unless you have decided it's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You should be the only one doing that for yourself.
Thank you so much for all of this and for your wisdom and your gems. It means the world to me, and I'm sure people listening will appreciate it too. So thank you so, so, so much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for letting me be a part of your show.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Hey, friends. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please take a moment to follow and review this podcast so it could reach others. Also, if you leave a review, I'll be sharing your review in the next episode. Lastly, if you want to be part of this growing podcast, chat about your life, your profession, passions, or if you have advice that you wish you had at 30, please sign up at the link provided in the show notes. I would love to have you as a guest on the show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.